Well, it all started 25 years ago when a young lady named Autumn was sent to Central Florida. And since then, the Dream Factory in Rochester has fulfilled 330 dreams, touching lives one child at a time. And I'm joined today, I have the honor to be joined by Laura Walitsky, who's the area director of the Dream Factory of Rochester, doing this amazing work in our community. Laura, good morning. Thanks for coming on today. Tell me a little bit about what you do at the Dream Factory.
Good morning. Before I tell you what I do at the Dream Factory, let me explain what the Dream Factory does. What the Dream Factory does is that we fulfill dreams for children in our community who have been diagnosed with critical or chronic illnesses. There are a couple of things that make the Dream Factory different from other organizations. One of the important ones is that at the chapter level, we are all volunteers. There are no paid employees. We actually have nationwide, we have 32 chapters total, all completely run by volunteers, and our national headquarters has just four paid employees.
Wow.
So that's a huge thing because it means that everybody who is involved, both locally and nationally, are here because we want to be here. It's not that we're getting paid to come and do this stuff. We want to be doing this. We choose to be doing this.
Wow.
So the fact that we fulfill dreams for children with critical and chronic illnesses is something that's pretty different from other organizations. Kids with cancer and some heart diseases and transplants and things like that, they fit into the critical category. But kids with Crohn's disease, type 1 diabetes, hemophilia, sickle cell, spina bifida, Ehlers-Danlos. There's so many chronic conditions that these kids are living with this disease day after day after day with no end in sight. And we want to reward their strength because it takes a lot to wake up every day and know, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. I can't do this, I can't do that. I have to go to the doctor. It's a lot, and we want to reward their strengths. Another thing that's different with the Dream Factory is the fundraising that we do. 90% of the funds raised locally stays with our local chapter to fulfill local dreams. The fact that we don't have any paid employees, a majority of the money that we fundraise is going to its intended purpose of fulfilling dreams.
Got it. And you just so you talked about the children with the chronic conditions too. Obviously, you have the critical conditions and then the chronic conditions. For those chronic conditions, are there children that you've run across? What kind of effect does that have on their lives? Obviously, like you mentioned, it's difficult. It makes them stronger. But what kind of effect does it have to make a dream come true? And to allow them to feel like a kid again, because that those chronic conditions have to take away that feeling of being a kid.
Exactly. There's some of them have restrictions. I was talking to one kid the other day who has type 1 diabetes. And if you know anything about that, it's extreme highs and extreme lows are very, very dangerous. And a kid was playing with a friend on a trampoline and his number like just was fine and then quickly shot down to a very dangerous number. And to have to be a kid, a 9-year-old kid, thinking about this and knowing that I've got X amount of time to get to my home to like take care of that situation. We frequently talk to kids about their social abilities. Like, are their friends aware? Are their friends helpful? Did they lose friends? Did they friends stick with them? Are their friends supportive? How teachers react to their conditions. It's so different for these kids. And a lot of the conditions are what's called the hidden diseases, where you look at them and you have no idea what's going on inside their bodies. And so for them to get a dream, just the hope of that dream is a boost to them, the anticipation. There was one kid we did a dream for many years ago, and he had Crohn's disease. And during his like worst moments, when he was like in a lot of pain and just trying to get past it, he would sit there with his mom and talk about his upcoming trip and what they were going to do. And the anticipation of that, and like I said, the hope, like it got him through the worst of it.
Yeah, that's that I can imagine that would be huge because there is something to look forward to even in the midst of all the suffering. And talk a little bit about what these dreams are. Certainly we talked about how this started 25 years ago with Autumn and going to Central Florida. Are all these dreams trips? Are there other things that you do to make kids' dreams come true?
There are lots of other things. I think I counted, we've sent about 160 of our kids to Disney World.
Wow.
My numbers might be off a little bit, but it's awfully close. But we have also, we haven't done a sports dream in a little while, but we have had people meet the New York Yankees, the Miami Dolphins, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kobe Bryant, Peyton Manning, Jeff Gordon. We've had a couple of celebrity meetings from comedians Gabriel Iglesias, Idina Menzel, Sabrina Carpenter, Keith Urban. We've also done room makeovers, swimming pools, hot tubs, computers, gaming systems, TVs. We gave a boy a puppy. We gave a girl a horse.
Wow.
It's we one that we're really proud of that we haven't been able to share pictures of it yet. We sent a boy to the set of Lego Masters, and he got to meet the host Will Arnett and the two Amy and Jamie, the two judges, and they got to see everything on the set. That was pretty amazing. We sent a boy to EA Sports, where they make NBA game, and he got to be in, like they made him be a player on a team
Wow.
that you could select. There's two. There was another one where we sent the kid to where they make the Madden game, and he got to like suggest some plays for the game, for the new game, and it's just it, we love when the kids get creative.
And how are you able to accomplish this? Because, obviously without giving away all your secrets, but I'm sure you can't just call up Keith Urban and say, "Hey, we need you to meet a kid." How are you able to go through this process?
So some of those we do. I was like, we've sent Tom Hanks a whole bunch of letters and emails, and because we have one kid who wants to meet him. That's one we're working on right now. If anybody has any, the two connections that we need right now is Tom Hanks and Star Wars.
Oh, okay. All
Like
right. Good
Star
to
Wars,
know.
like movies. This kid wants to actually be like potentially an extra on in a Star Wars movie.
Got
So
it.
if anybody has any connections with that, but we for a lot of the sports teams and stuff, we will reach out to their community relations department and speak to them and tell them about the Dream Factory. And we send them a letter and they open up their hearts and help make it happen. With a lot of the musicians, we'll either reach out to the musician and try to find the right person, or we reach out to the venue where they're performing and they help us make that connection. We have a girl right now who wants a special stroller so that she can her mobility isn't very strong, but her family is very into hiking and going places. So having this stroller will allow her to accompany them and be hooked up to a bicycle so they could do all that. So she wants to be able to participate. So we reached out to the company that produces, makes the stroller that she wants, and they're extending a discount to us.
Wow.
So all those little things help us. And so we ask for help. We always ask for donations first, but any discount or help is appreciated. We have fundraisers, a couple that we put on ourselves. We just had a successful golf tournament. We do a casino night in the spring. But there's also organizations that host events for us. Garber Automotive just did a big Grub and Gears event where they had people bring their cars to Garber, and like they were like antique cars, muscle cars, all kinds of things. And they were all on display, and we're getting the proceeds from that. IREM, which is a local company, they're hosting a golf tournament for us. So we're going to get the proceeds of that. There is a gentleman named Mark Gillespie who just recently passed away. He supported the Dream Factory for, I think it was like 17 years. He participated in a 70-mile canoe regatta, and he asked his friends and families to donate to the Dream Factory.
Wow.
So schools have helped us, organizations, Xerox made some donations of when kids travel, we give them travel gifts. And Xerox made a big donation of coloring books, crayons, markers, games, Legos, all kinds of different things that we can give our kids.
And
So
you,
it's a community effort.
yeah, and you can learn all about this too at dreamfactoryinc.org. Laura, if we want to get involved, I know you're celebrating 25 years of the Dream Factory in Rochester. If our audience wants to get involved, if we want to either help via a donation or any other ways to contribute to the great work that you're doing, what would be the best way to do that?
So probably going to our website, which is dreamfactoryrochester.org, and click on the red rectangle. There's two spots on our webpage that take donations. One we get, but it goes through our national headquarters, so it just takes us a little bit longer to get it. But if they click on the red rectangle, it comes directly to our chapter. We are looking for any size donation. We have 18 kids on our mailing list, not on our mailing list, on our wait list right now. Each dream costs an average of $5,500. So to fulfill those 18 dreams, we need a lot of donations.
Yeah.
If businesses want to sponsor a dream in full, or individuals want to sponsor Dream in Full, we're happy to talk to them about that. They can send us an email at rochester@dreamfactoryinc.org or call us at 585-234-0740. So between our website, the email, and phone number, we're happy to talk to anybody who wants to help.
A great way to get involved here in the community and make dreams come true. You said 330 have been fulfilled, correct? And you have 18 waiting right now.
Yeah. So three, yes. And 330 in 25 years is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every year you're making multiple dreams come true. Laura Wolitzki and the Dream Factory right here in Rochester. Thanks for all you do, and thanks so much for joining me this morning as well.
Thank you.